Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, October the 15th, 2016. Today, we're going to continue discussing the Constitutional Convention. Today, I'm going to start by playing a speech that was delivered by the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, in January of this year. Sam, have you got it up for us? Bring it on. If we have it. All right. What we had talked about was the call for a constitutional convention. And last week we had said that we need 37 states to call for a constitutional convention, and that's a little inaccurate. It should be 34 states that can call for a constitutional convention. It takes 38 states, I believe. The math is kind of sketchy, but it takes 38 states for a constitutional convention to approve amendments to the Constitution. There's a lot of possibilities. Once a constitutional convention has been called, there's not a whole bunch that they can't do. So that's the argument for not having a constitutional convention. So let's go straight to this. It may take us the first half of the show to get this out. And what we'd like to try to do is Chris is on board with me now, and we're going to take callers the second half. As soon as we play this thing, the callers, be sure and call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And this is Governor Greg Abbott.
These increasingly frequent departures from constitutional principles are destroying the rule of law foundation on which this country was built. We are succumbing to the caprice of men that our founders fought to escape. The cure to these problems will not come from Washington, D.C. They must come from the states. To begin that process, I am adding another item to the agenda for the next legislative session. I want legislation authorizing Texas to join other states in calling for a convention of states to fix the cracks in our broken Constitution. This isn't something I thought up today. We have combed through the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. We've been through court decisions ranging from Chief Justice John Roberts all the way back to Chief Justice John Jay. We've looked at every scrap of relevant material, all the way up to the president's executive order issued earlier this week. And we distilled that information down into 9 essential amendments to the Constitution that will restore the rule of law in the United States of America. It is found in this document that we call the Texas Plan. This is more than 90 pages long, and TPPF will be proud to know that it has more than 350 footnotes. We urge TPPF to comb over every single detail in this document, which my office can give to you, or you can access online as soon as I finish this speech. But to quickly tell you what it concerns, the Texas plan includes amendments that do what so desperately needs to be done, and that is to put teeth into the 10th Amendment. That is the best way to restore the states and the people as guardians of our Constitution. Most of you can quote the 10th Amendment. It says that power not delegated to the United States by the Constitution is reserved to the states or to the people.
That's what we want.
Madison warned.
We already have it.
Ambitious encroachments by the federal government on the authority of the states would do more than just ignite opposition of the states. He warned they would be signals of general alarm. My friends, the alarm bells are going off. The federal government has repeatedly and egregiously asserted power that is not delegated to it under the Constitution, directly violating the 10th Amendment. Candidly, if I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times from people like Robin Lennon over here. Why don't you just enforce the 10th Amendment? That is the problem.
Enforce the 10th.
Where is it that you enforce the 10th Amendment? Congress and the President openly scoff at the 10th Amendment, and they have reason to do so, because the Supreme Court has repeatedly hamstrung states' ability to enforce the 10th Amendment. Texas has experienced this firsthand. Texas invoked the 10th Amendment to challenge the federal government because the federal government was forcing us to pay for education, health care, and other costs associated with illegal immigrants that the federal government had allowed into the state of Texas. But the court held that our 10th Amendment claim was not, quote, cognizable, and tossed the case out of court. Because courts have repeatedly limited states' rights to enforce the 10th Amendment, the Texas plan spells out that the 10th Amendment specifically gives states authority to sue the federal government when it assumes powers not delegated by the Constitution. This gives states the check against federal overreach that was intended by the founders. Next, to restore the principles of federalism as it was intended by the founders, the Texas plan adopts what about 10 states have already voiced support for. It's called the Repeal Amendment. It would allow a 2/3 majority of states to override any federal law or regulation. That would wake up Washington, D.C. Mending the 10th Amendment, however, doesn't solve all of our problems. The truth is that each branch of government has strayed from its intended role. Pop quiz time. Under the Constitution, which branch of government makes the laws? Yeah, you would think so. That you're right. That's what the Constitution says. The Constitution says that it is Congress that makes the laws. And there was a reason why the founders put that into the Constitution. They wanted the representatives that the people elect, who are closest to the feelings and attitudes of those people, to be the ones who make the laws that the people have to live under. And yet, more than 90% of the laws, rules, and regulations that we live under that govern your lives are never voted on by the United States Congress. Instead, most of those laws, rules, and regulations are made by unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats who work in federal agencies. It could be the IRS, the HHS, the NLRB, the EEOC, and the alphabet soup goes on and on and on. But you all know my favorite, the EPA. Without EPA. Approval of Congress,
the UN
unelected bureaucrats of the EPA issued a 1,600-page Clean Power Plan. The Clean Power Plan forces businesses to be closed, jobs to be lost, and it will cost consumers and businesses billions of dollars each and every year. But it goes from bad to worse. When Congress learned about the havoc that the Clean Power Plan would wreak on the economy and on their constituents, both the House and the Senate voted to reject it. Then, with a stroke of a pen, President Obama abdicated the promise of our founders. He vetoed Congress's vote and reinstated the EPA agency rule, elevating the rule of unelected bureaucrats above the rule of law passed by your elected representatives. The Texas plan fixes this government run amok. Under the Texas plan, administrative actions like the EPA's would have no binding legal force unless and until they are voted on and passed by the United States Congress members that you elect. The Texas plan returns lawmaking to the process that is enshrined in the United States Constitution. Speaking of Congress, with the exception of Linda McCall, whose husband does a fabulous job protecting our country. And by the way, breaking news, in case you haven't heard, El Chapo has been captured. But other than Chairman McCall, some of you might prefer to just jettison the entire branch of Congress and start all over again. Short of that, the Texas plan has two amendments that reign in Congress. The Commerce Clause is the single biggest cause of congressional overreach. It is short and simple. In plain English, it provides three things for Congress to do: to regulate trade with tribes, to regulate international commerce, and to regulate commerce among the states, meaning interstate commerce. But today, Congress grossly exceeds the Commerce Clause by regulating things and activities that are solely intrastate. The Texas Public Policy Foundation filed a lawsuit to enforce the genuine meaning of the Commerce Clause when it represented a Williamson County man affected by the Commerce Clause. He couldn't use his own private property the way that he wanted to because his property had a cave spider on it. Despite the fact that the spider exists only in Central Texas and will never cross state lines, because the spider is on the endangered species list, it is a crime to disturb that little spider. Congress used the Commerce Clause to create the Endangered Species Act. It's one of Congress's many abuses of the Commerce Clause. The only thing that should be endangered are the representatives who voted for that Endangered Species Act. To restore the true intent of the United States Constitution, the Texas Plan amends the Commerce Clause to prohibit Congress from regulating anything or activity that occurs wholly within one state. To rip off of Las Vegas, if it happens in Texas, it stays in Texas. And the federal government cannot touch it. Even more harmful to our future liberty is the unyielding appetite by Congress to spend your money. America is now more than $18 trillion in debt with no end in sight. Congress is unable to control itself, so the people must impose control. The Texas plan joins 27 other states in calling for a balanced budget amendment to the United States Constitution. Pop quiz number two. Everyone got 100 on the last one. Let's test you this time. How many votes does it take to amend the Constitution?
How many votes does it take to amend
two
the Constitution?
Two-thirds to amend the Constitution.
Two-thirds?
Wrong answer. Wrong answer. It takes only 5 votes of people who wear black robes to amend the Constitution.
That's what you were talking about, Chris.
You know, Alexander Hamilton was a great visionary, but he completely missed it when he said, quote, the courts would be the weakest and least dangerous branch. To the contrary, we've seen in just the past few decades how they have become the most dangerous because they can change any law and are accountable to no one. It was Madison and Jefferson who predicted that unelected justices could alter the Constitution's meaning. They are the ones who turned out to be correct. Judges have moved beyond calling the balls and strikes and have turned to actively making law, rewriting statutes, and even amending the Constitution themselves. The Texas plan addresses these problems with 2 amendments.
It's a zero.
First,
two amendments.
To go back to the math, it takes 3/4 of the states to amend the Constitution. So why can a bare majority of Supreme Court justices accomplish the very same thing? It cheapens the rule of law. It circumvents the Constitution's amendment process. It allows 5 justices to overturn constitutional precedents and to invalidate legislation. The Texas plan fixes that by setting the same 3/4 requirement for Supreme Court decisions that Article 5 already imposes for constitutional amendments. This is not uncharted territory. 2 states already do it, for the Supreme Courts of Nebraska and North Dakota, and their legal systems have continued to work just fine. Additionally, the Texas plan would make Supreme Court decisions accountable to the people of the United States of America. 5 unelected, unaccountable people should not be allowed to rewrite the laws of this land without the people having a check and balance on it. The Texas plan allows a two-thirds majority of the states to override a Supreme Court decision.
Well, he just suggested that two-thirds of the...
It's clear that the federal government has sailed far from its constitutional moorings. The question is, what are we going to do about it? The founders clearly understood there would be a need to amend the Constitution. They not only anticipated the need, importantly, they made clear that it was the states and their citizens who should play a pivotal role in amending the Constitution. So they put it into Article 5 of the Constitution. Article 5 sets out the process for amending it. Two-thirds of the state legislatures can call for a constitutional convention to propose amendments. And no amendment would ever become effective until ratified by three-fourths of the states. For those of you math wizards who've already done the calculation, that means that it takes 34 states to call for a convention and 38 states to pass an amendment. Until just recently, we were just a few states short of calling for a convention for a balanced budget amendment. When the Texas plan passes, Texas will join other states like Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and Alaska, and some others calling for a broader convention.
Once the convention is going,
well, let me close with this. After the Constitutional Convention concluded in 1787, Ben Franklin was asked by a bystander, "Well, doctor, what have we got? A republic or a monarchy?" Franklin replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Every generation of Americans has faced Franklin's challenge. Do we have the will to keep our republic? Two centuries after Franklin spoke those words, Ronald Reagan added more to Franklin's point. He said, and you know this, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same." These principles apply with equal force today. The irony for our generation is that the threat to our republic doesn't come just from foreign enemies. It comes in part from our very own leaders. Leaders who have strayed from the document that was crafted in part by Franklin. Leaders such as a president who changes laws with a pen. Congress that has no need to root their laws in constitutional principles. A judiciary that rewrites laws and freely amends the Constitution. Imagine if, when that bystander approached Franklin and told Franklin that the Constitution authorized Congress to regulate a spider on his own private property, and then ask him, "What kind of government do we have, a republic or a monarchy?" He would say, "We've got disaster." Imagine if Alexander Hamilton was told that the Constitution that he wrote allows five Supreme Court justices to amend it at will. He would say it would be far better to not have a constitution at all rather than to misrepresent to the people what the Constitution stands for. The good news is that Franklin knew if the three branches of government strayed, there was a fourth group to rein them in. And they identified that fourth group in the first three words of the United States Constitution that says, we the people.
We the people. Sam, why don't you stop this recording right here? Last week we got into the Constitutional Convention, and with a little research, it's pretty easy to find out that there's been a lot of people trying to do this over a long time. There's been other calls for constitutional conventions, just like Greg Abbott's. I think that a lot of people are a little unsure of what would happen at a constitutional convention, like the government as we know it might be changed. But I think that's what we need. We need a government now to change. We don't want to throw our Constitution away. And I believe that if we did have a constitutional convention, that the cool heads that attend would maintain the Constitution in this country and rein in the government who's gotten out of control, which Greg Abbott has, I think, very well stated. We need to let the states bring this to order. And it's not just Governor Abbott. It's not the governor of other states. It's us. It's we the people. And for us to stand out and say something while this ridiculous election's going on is even more important. Because when this election or whatever is taking place is culminated, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be wondering what the heck went on. So we need to understand that there will be people that will talk about Texas seceding, because Greg Abbott has suggested that himself. But I think we would all prefer having a constitutional convention. And with that, I'd like to announce the phone number is 1-800-313-9443. And we're going to be taking callers after this break right now. We ran a little bit long on this break. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Captain Fred, October 15th. We're discussing the Continental or the Constitutional Convention that Greg Abbott discussed. And Governor Abbott discussed a lot of points of his plan. And Chris, we've been talking while this was going on, and you have a couple of statements to make about what he said about that, and you want to add a couple of points, actually. What did you have in mind?
Well, to kind of put this in context, you know, I think there's a good chance that Clinton wins this election. And after that happens, if it happens, she's going to be in a position to change the composition and the tenor of the U.S. Supreme Court. But that means that Supreme Court can certainly interpret the Constitution in a way that's consistent with Clinton and, like, kind of Clinton-esque, political orientation. She'll be able to appoint the Attorney General, the person who enforces the law. And if
that's the problem we have now, is the Attorney General's not enforcing law.
But the point is, this person will be beholden to her.
As they are now.
They're beholden to Obama, mayhaps, but I think they're beholden to the same kind of corporate interest. Down the road, she'll get like half of the Congress. She'll have the Senate, and she'll have those congressmen who vote for the Benjamins, who are people who will step out and, as Republicans, actively support Democrats or foist gridlock. All of this stuff makes us feel, and you can feel it, it makes us feel powerless. We don't have a press to hold them in check because they're part of the problem.
We have no press. This is the only place that you'll hear Greg Abbott's speech about the Constitutional Convention.
What happens when we feel this sense of powerlessness? You know, when we talk about the Constitution in high school and they talk about checks and balances, you start thinking about, well, the Congress can check the executive branch, and the executive branch, you know, can appoint the judicial branch, and then the Congress gets to fund both of those. So the discussion is about how do the branches of government check themselves. Here, what we're talking about is the powerlessness of, like, the people in general. It's not. I think that the government machinery is completely happy how they're working.
Right.
They're spending money like they're printing it, and they are. You know? Well, right. And they're paying themselves. They're as happy as clams. You know, they just don't want to get caught. And now we're talking about a different set of checks and balances that is in the Constitution itself that's almost never used. And that's when the people themselves
actually
are powerless.
It's been tried, but there's only been one successful constitutional convention. But, Chris, let's hold that for a second. I've got a caller, Ken in Texas. Ken, are you on the line?
Yes. Back in 1987, I joined John Birch's... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, back in 1987, I joined a John Birch Society down in Florida, okay? My coordinator said, we want to see if we can get Florida and Alabama to withdraw their calls for the Constitutional Convention for the balanced budget. In 88, I called him up one night, and he said he went to Alabama, and he got to Alabama single-handedly to withdraw the call in Alabama. I had a reader board on a main street in Panama City, Florida, the home of the dean of the Florida Senate, and I wrote up there, stop the convention, save the Constitution. Anyway, Florida withdrew it. There was 42 states at the time, there were two more, right? Am I right?
Well, I think what you're talking about on the balanced budget minute, there was 27 states that had signed on for it. They need 34 to get the convention.
And then 38
There was at that time there was 32 states calling for a convention, okay? We read Phyllis Schlafly's material. I got scared. Anyway, Florida and Alabama withdrew it in 88. Okay? Now I'm going to make a point. Since 88, Randy Weaver, Twin Towers, Oklahoma City, 4,400 gun bills in the center or whatever it was, and the Twin Towers and Waco, it's all political pus coming out, punishing everybody because the convention ain't being held, because that's what it looks like. I planted an orange tree in the yard, I put the pit in the ground, and grew up taller than you are. I know I put the pit in the ground. I was down there in 88 when we withdrew it. They want another convention. They don't care how they're going to get it. They talk my governor into.
Well, let me stop you there for a second, Ken. Let me stop you for a second. The John Birch Society has came out openly against a constitutional convention
because
they feel like they. No, let me finish. Let me finish. They feel like that if there is a constitutional convention, then it could just as easily be more damaging for our country than the government that we have now. And see, that was then, but now we are obviously under the oppression of a government out of control, and the only way we can bring our Constitution back into effect is to have a constitutional convention. And if you want to worry about the forces that take over a constitutional convention, then that's where we come back in as we the people. We need to also understand that for a constitutional convention to make any amendment, they're going to have a three-quarter vote of that constitutional convention, which should keep that convention pretty much honest, is what I'm hoping.
Indiana's got a law on the books to pick out people to go to that convention. Now, I don't know how many rest of the states, but I did find that.
Right. That's really interesting.
You can find the Constitutional Convention Implementation Act. You can look for that. You can find that. It didn't go anywhere, but it's in the books.
Well, see, Congress has tried to legislate, and they're the ones that are responsible for actually setting up the ground rules for a constitutional convention. But, see, that's been argued, too, so I'm not really sure. Chris, what do you think about that?
Well, I think this is all very academic, and it's interesting. But here's the essential problem. There is a money machine in Washington. They print money. They give it. Congress gives it to themselves and their friends directly in the form of government spending and entitlements. and they get those constituents to pay them. That's one way they do it. And the other way they do it is that they give differential tax breaks to their friends. The point is, money drives this equation. And until we take the financing out of this equation, we're just down the tubes. And the two ways you do that are to pass a balanced budget amendment and a flat tax. You do not allow them to distribute tax breaks by legislative fiat. And you don't allow them to just keep spending money and then keep hiding it. That's what we're subject to now.
The Constitution is still in effect. The Constitution is still in effect, and you have to use it. You can use the Coinage Act. That's for you. And they've got a 3-cent stamp law. These are all laws that you got to live under the Constitution. You can't live under the United Nations Charter. You got to tell them so. It's still in effect. You know, they want you to have a convention and say, see, you folks didn't want it. Now we got proof that you don't want it. Now they just sneak up and they're very sneaky about it and have a convention. We stopped them down there. They're mad.
I'm not exactly
they don't know what
sure.
To do.
I think the problem is that we don't have any choice. We're backed into a corner. We know that our government is corrupt on all branches. So you're saying that we should...
Then use the Constitution, then.
Well, the Constitution is what we're using. We're using Article 5.
But here's
the
point.
Use the Coinage Act. Go down and pay your taxes and tell them you give them a little 10th ounce of gold and say, I want to render my taxes paid. What are they going to do?
Well, you got to
the Constitution, right?
Well, you got to remember that Obama used the IRS to force out his opponents at the last election.
That's true.
if you're going to discuss the coinage, the problem is that there are so many abuses of the Constitution on all branches
right.
of this government that our only option to bring this government back into control of the people is to have the only option that the Constitution has given us, which is the Constitutional Convention. And if we want to worry about what will come out of that, well, all you have to do is look at what's coming out of the government now. We've got the Russians talking about protecting themselves from nuclear war. Now, you tell me that this isn't total insanity.
Okay, I'll give you another thing. Yesterday I found on the Internet, some guy would go to Diego Garcia, that island over there with the airplanes, and it's a little small island where they unload ships, and he says he was there, and he says they closed off and they access route, and they parking planes on it. He says he saw about a dozen air tankers and more planes. Now, what are they doing? Planning for war? I think he let the cat out of the bag. You find it on FOURWINDS10.
Well, Ken,
they know you can't go there to look around.
I've done shows on the different ways that our government lies to us, and lying by omission is probably their most favored tactic. They just don't tell us because they keep
right.
us occupied with really important things like Donald Trump playing grab ass or something. But go ahead, Chris.
Money is the fuel that drives the engine. It's, if you look at the Clinton Foundation, money is the fuel that drives the engine. And with all due respect to everybody who thinks that people in Congress are there because they want to be patriots, let me tell you, you go around to Congress and try to find the people who aren't millionaires now. They may not have been that when they showed up, but when they leave and when they become consultants or lobbyists, when they get through, they're all millionaire. Money drives this equation. You're not going to stop the behavior until you stop the flow of the money. Here's something else. The idea that you're going to tell some of these clowns that there's a Constitution or that what they're doing is unconstitutional and you're going to wave a copy of the Constitution like a talisman in front of them is
right.
dreaming, because Barack Obama acknowledged that stuff he went on to do was unconstitutional before he did it. He knows what he's doing is unconstitutional. He doesn't care. So the idea is you've got to dismantle the system. And the way you dismantle the system is to take the energy out of the machine. Balanced budget amendment. Right. Flat tax, balanced. When they raise your taxes, everybody sees it. And they can't spend more money than they take. They just can't print it.
They want you to pretend like the Constitution does not exist. And if you
well,
don't use it, you're going to lose it.
What's that?
I'm said you're going to lose the Constitution.
Well, the thing is that by having a constitutional convention and taking a chance, and here's the thing:
if the
John Birch Society says that we can't take a chance with the American people, watch this. We don't know what'll happen at that constitutional convention, but I can damn well assure you what's going to happen.
You don't know.
Keep these clowns in power.
Yeah, we know what's going to happen like this.
So what's our choice? You know, the document, the Constitution, as a process. Is an historical document. It is genius, and the balance of power remains with the people in this. If they only do it, it is our obligation to act. No one's going to come in and save us. Mommy isn't going to clean up our room. We got to do this. This is something we owe ourselves and our children.
And it's not going to happen on television, because if it were, there might be more speeches like Greg Abbott's that you would see from other governors in the state that are extremely put off by this federal government.
I was advised that the New York Times didn't run a single story on WikiLeaks. Now, I don't know, because I don't read the New York Times every day, but I heard that on Fox or something. But the point is this, that when the information that the people receive about who's getting elected is 23-1 in terms of who did or didn't Donald Trump grope versus what happened to the DNC and the State Department to rig the system against us and the electoral process, and the stories are 23-1, you know the press is bought and paid for. They are not going to accurately report. It's just that
simple. They can't stand Trump, period. They don't know what
to do. Well, the thing is, if a Republican were in office, you know, you'd know how many times the guy burped. But if a Democrat's in power, what happens is they want access from the Democratic Party. So yeah, they
well,
want.
Well, see, I tend to line up with Ken, because I don't believe that Trump is any more of a savior to the country than any other politician that's been in there for the last 20 years.
I tend to agree with you, but I would say this: at least at the core of what he's discussing are principles that I can live with. In other words, if he says that we need border security, I can't argue with that. You can't have an immigration policy unless your borders are secure.
Let me ask you one thing, Chris. Has Trump ever mentioned balanced budget amendment?
Not that I can recall.
Has he ever mentioned flat tax?
Not that I can recall. He's what he's talked about is simplifying the tax code. But here's the point. Simplifying a trick doesn't mean it isn't a trick. So the thing is, to me, just get rid of it. You know, if there is a hidden process, and you can go to an accountant and ask the accountant, who's like a certified public accountant, does he know everything about the tax code? He'll just start laughing. And the reason is nobody can understand all of that stuff. It is a game.
It's rigged.
A gimmick. It's rigged. And then not only is it rigged in its construction, but in terms of its enforcement by the Internal Revenue Service. The Internal Revenue Service shut off funding to the opposition party. And by the way, I would be this outraged if it were Republican administration shutting off Democratic funding. The point is, the administration that was in power was shutting off the money for people who were trying to replace it. You're using my tax money to defeat my opposition to the in-party. And what happens is the person doing it goes before Congress, takes the fifth, and doesn't even get fired. I mean, tell
you're
me.
You're talking about Lois Lerner, right?
How does that work? You know, I work for the federal government. Let me tell you, they had an investigation.
You can use the Fifth Amendment, too.
The thing is, I'd be fired on the spot. They'd roll my act into the street. They would say there's a lack of candor here, and you got a choice. Answer the question or be put on the bricks. I was in law enforcement. That's how that stuff works. You can take the Fifth Amendment. You just don't work there anymore. Hey, by the way, Officer Smith, did you molest that little kid? Oh, I'm taking the Fifth Amendment. Fine, we'll see you back in the squad room tomorrow morning. I don't think so.
No, it doesn't work that. Well, that's the whole discussion. We're discussing what we can do to modify or to change this government. And I think the only option we have is a constitutional convention. But we have some music right now. We'll be back in a few minutes. Captain Fred, RBN Network.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Country can be well governed unless its citizens as a body keep religiously before their minds that they are the guardians of the law and that the law officers are only the machinery for its execution, nothing more. Of course, that's Mark Twain from over 120 years ago. We have another caller on. Let's see, who do we have on the line here now? Pat in Texas, are you still on?
I didn't know if y'all were going by Mark Levine's idea of a convention of states, because in his book he doesn't say a thing about what the problems are that you've mentioned. I mean, you can make an amendment to balance a budget, but if they don't follow the amendments we got now, why would they follow any new ones? We've done it. We've had Grace Commission, all that. But back to where my main point is, Didn't we have an original 13th Amendment that said if you take any emolument from a foreign governor, you lose your citizenship?
Pat, I'm sorry. I'm having a tough time understanding what you're saying. Can you tell us what your point? I missed part of it.
Pat, I can't hear the words that you're saying. It's not that I don't understand what they mean. It's that I'm having a hard time understanding the words you're speaking.
Okay, an emolument. You know, that is the word that the original 13th Amendment, I think it was, that didn't actually pass. It said if you take any emolument, that means money, from a foreign government, as a congressman, you lose your American citizenship.
That's in the 13th Amendment?
Okay, it's not the ones we got now, the one they tried to pass, but it failed by one or two votes. When we had 13 states.
So, well, that's a sensible resolution. What I'm assuming, if we can,
why didn't he put that in his book? Why didn't we do that? I mean,
it sounds like a great idea, Pat. But here's what we're suggesting. There are a lot of great ideas that a lot of great Americans have. And the idea is we need to have a forum where we can talk about adjusting this machinery because it's out of control, and it's out of control on our dollar. Give it against us.
I'm afraid of knee-jerk. It's not just John Birch Society. I mean, Phyllis Schlafly was against it, and there's people now stopping anybody else from getting this balanced budget amendment call for a convention, which Texas does have, and we've never been able to stop them.
Can I ask you, what is your suggestion to get this government under control again?
You can pass an amendment at the states. Right now, some guy down there in Austin did it. I think it's the one we have, the last one. And it says that if you pass yourself a salary increase, you don't get it till the next session. Well, that was easy to do, and he set a precedent. He went around to all the states that never, it didn't pass it. And when we had 13 states, that he took all those states, and then he got other states to agree. That's who's going to fight that.
Well, Pat, I think that this is probably something we should discuss on another show, but the government is running us. We're not running the government. We're being told how to think constantly by a media that controls our government. But thanks for listening again. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network, and I have Chris on board too. Until next week, adios.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.